Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth, the catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harry Burchin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Harry Burchin. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third, the left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Kokos moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kokos scores. Wertz moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Avila reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Kokos picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kokos. Mitchell scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter takes first base on ball four. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cocos for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burchin. Avila scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to home to get Mitchell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Elliott catches it and throws to first to double up Boone. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Lemon covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bliska covering, for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kokos hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Young moves to second. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Dixie Upright pinch hits for Mike Bliska. Dixie Upright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upright hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kokos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seavers takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Jim Dyke pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Hal White. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Seavers moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Willie Miranda pinch runs for Hank Edwards. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miranda. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Miranda steals second. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.